Hi, listeners. You can now listen to this community podcast production ad-free on Apple Podcasts and access the podcast 1 week early and get exclusive bonus content. Just hit the subscribe button now on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want access to all of the above, plus video versions of the podcast, head to patreon.com/stopthekilling.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
I'm Sarah Ferris, true crime podcaster.
And I'm Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
And you're listening to Stop the Killing. Well, welcome to a bonus episode of Stop the Killing. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's beginning to warm up here in Washington, D.C. area, so I'm so happy about that.
Oh, well, come and tell London to do that.
Well, but it's not going to be warm where the Crumleys are. That's why I'm online today.
Yes. Okay. So if anyone's on our Instagram, you will have seen that we kind of posted straight away the update on the trial. So we're going to dig in as a little bonus today, just give you a helicopter view of what's happened.
I wanted to just get word out there. If you hadn't heard, then we'll take our time to record a little bit more about parent responsibility.
Well, let's just get into it because it's such a landmark case. I think it's the case that we've covered probably the most episodes on over the four seasons of Stop the Killing.
So, yeah. So the case we're talking about is the case of Jennifer and James Crumbley. They're from outside of Detroit, which, you know, is my hometown. They had a kid who at 15, as you might recall, they purchased a handgun for him as a Christmas present. And then he went to school and killed four kids. There were a lot of signs that we talked about. You can go back and we'll put in the show notes what the episode is for the original stuff, all the details, because we did one about his situation. We did a show about the parent situation. And then we've done some updates because both parents went to trial for the conduct. And imagine as a parent, your child goes to a school while you're at work. And then while your child is in school, he kills four people and then you get arrested a few days later. So it's been a big controversy, a big question mark in the world of it. And I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but I know Kathy Jedzimar, J-E-Z-D-I-M-I-R.
Well, funny you should say that because last time we pronounced her name, she said we got it bang on. And I think I said it and it was Jedzimar.
You say it. Jedzimar. Okay. Kathy Jedzimar, welcome. She's one of our loyal Patreon members, and she asked us to keep the world updated. And that is exactly what we wanted to do for this episode is just say, hey, here's what's going on, because this idea of parent responsibility is what we want to do a full episode on. But we want to talk today because yesterday, Ms. Sarah, the parents were sentenced to jail time after being convicted. They both went to trial, separate trials, and then they were sentenced yesterday. And the sentencing guidelines in the state are up to 15 years. The state asked for 10, and the judge gave them 10 to 15 years each.
Wow.
Full sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are, and I'd love to talk more, and we will talk more about, you know, other cases where parents, you know, what did they do or didn't do and what kind of sentences did they get for different charges. But in this case, I just want to let everybody know that if you haven't heard, both Jennifer and James Crumley were convicted, as you know, recently of involuntary manslaughter in the state of Michigan under state charges. And now yesterday they were sentenced to 10 to 15 years. So there'll be some time, I think, that they'll be eligible for parole, perhaps in maybe 8 years. They've been in jail for a couple of years already, so they get credit for that time.
Right.
So that's a big deal. So we'll talk more about that.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to say while you were talking there, I just had checked up on our spreadsheet of episodes that are upcoming, and we have got on the 9th of May and the 16th of May a two-part on the Oxford school shooter's report that came out specifically on his school files and the deep dive into that. So do make sure you stay tuned for that. There's so much more to come out. And it was really, really, really fascinating two episodes that you can also get on Patreon early. So
stay tuned. And what are those dates again?
So the 9th of May and the 16th of May, but they will both be available on Patreon a week early.
Yay. Okay. Definitely. So more to come, but news flash, Michigan parents sentenced to involuntary manslaughter, first time we've ever seen that. And the sentencing was 10 to 15 years for each of them.
Can you remind us why this is so landslide? I mean, I was trying to explain it to my daughter yesterday. We were sitting on the couch and I was like, oh my goodness, this has just happened. The parents have been sentenced. And she was like, what? Why? The parents got sentenced?
So it's really a left versus right thing and not politically, just for the record.
Right. Yeah.
You know, on the one side of the table, a lot of times parents can be held responsible for things they did, like, you know, your child has a dangerous object and they cause harm to another person, like a knife or something. And you as a parent, you might be charged with something like child endangerment, you know, or not supervising your child. There's certain kind of criminal laws and civil laws that protect your children from parents who are negligent. Malnourishment is another example, things like that. So these are things that you directly do that you can point to or don't do, like not feeding your child, that, you know, a child endangerment, letting your child run all over the street all the time or, you know, near parks and stuff like that. But that's something that's really kind of tied, and we think of it as very tied to what you did. This is the first time that we've ever really had a substantial charge, meaning a charge that is akin to murder, where you have a charge that is akin to the action itself. Involuntary manslaughter is a lesser degree than murder in, you know, in various ways. Every state has its own sorts of definitions, but they're actually being charged, convicted, and now sentenced to an act that somebody else did. And I would liken this to, in the States, there are rare crimes where this applies. And one easy example is if you go to a bank robbery, and I say that as a longtime FBI agent, you know, I've been to my share of bank robberies. If you go into a bank robbery and you and your buddy go in and your third buddy sits in the car and then one of the bank robbers shoots and kills a teller, all three can be charged with the murder. Because the defendants used to say, I didn't know he was going to go in the bank and pull a gun and fire and shoot at somebody. And as a kind of a cultural policy, you know, for what we think is right about all humankind and what we think is fair in terms of law, we have established a standard that says, if you choose to participate in this criminal act, then you're going to be as responsible as the guy who pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
And we get that for bank robberies, mm-hmm. but this is kind of different because we haven't had parents on notice before. If you choose to do this and this criminal act occurs, you're going to be as held as culpable or nearly as culpable. So that's mm-hmm. the difference. So the Crumleys, obviously, you know, they had lives and they had a house and all of that has kind of gone by the wayside and no other kids. So they're all now the father, the mother, and the son. They have been in jail for more than 2 years since the murders occurred, and they will remain in jail, and they'll remain in all separate jails. So they, as far as we know, they do not visit each other. They haven't talked to each other. I don't know the details on if they've had any type of communication. Certainly they could write letters to each other or something. But I mean, even yesterday in court, there was a camera on them, and Jennifer Crumley kind of looked over at her husband. And we'll get into some of the details when we get a chance to do a full recording, but, you know, kind of what the Crumleys said. Well, the parents of the murdered kids were there.
Yeah, it was interesting. So stay tuned, everyone. We're going to jump off this one and head straight over to record a longer episode digging into all of it. But in the meantime, don't forget there's loads of extra content on Patreon. There's even free content on Patreon, so don't feel like you have to sign up if it's not in your budget. But there's also just a little teaser you'll see on social media at the moment. We've got some exciting things coming in a couple of days. So if you want the scoop on that, head to patreon.com and there is a special note to our Patreons pinned at the top there. So you'll get the first look at what's coming.
Talk soon.
Perfect. Thanks for listening. And if you want to know more, Catherine's book, Stop the Killing, is out now. For more details, go to catherineschweit.com. Please consider also supporting our independently made podcast. It's simple to do. Go to patreon.com/stopthekilling. And for as little as the price of a latte a month, you can be part of the solution to stop the killing. Patreon rewards range from official do-gooder status to ad-free episodes, autographed books, and opportunities to connect with us directly for your business, school, church, or even just a book club chat. But just knowing that you are part of a movement that has the power to make your community safer, well, that's got to taste better than a skinny cappuccino any day. So please head to patreon.com/stopthekilling now and polish off your do-gooder halo and make sure to include your name so we can give you a shout out. This podcast is a community podcast production. That's con with an N. If you want more content, then head over to Community Podcast at Instagram, where you'll find trailers on more binge-worthy true crime, like the award-winning podcast Conning the Con. And check out our show notes for all the links mentioned. Finally, if you want one takeaway action that you can do right now that can help make our community safer, please share, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen. Everybody needs to know that they hold the keys to see something and say something. Together, we can stop the killing.
It's one of those things you hope never happens, but you better train for it because it will happen, and it will happen in places you wouldn't expect. Be ready for it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence and give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.